With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nikki Haley is dropping out of the GOP presidential race. She made the announcement Wednesday while not officially endorsing former President Trump. The House passes a $460 billion package of spending bills that would keep money flowing to key federal agencies through the remainder of the budget year. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that Republicans have to be realistic about what they can achieve in such a closely divided government.
We're not going to get everything that we want. We want to cut spending. We want to limit the size and scope of the federal government. The reality right now is we have divided government. We have a two-vote majority, one of the smallest in history.
He says the bill gives Republicans some wins on spending. Also at SRNnews.com, the Texas cattle industry has suffered a huge loss due to the wildfires in the Panhandle. At least 3,600 cows have died, and that number continues to increase. There's a desperate need for hay to replace the grasslands that were torched by the wildfires. Bitcoin hits an all-time high less than 2 years after the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX severely damaged faith in digital currencies and sent prices plunging.
The world's largest cryptocurrency jumped 4% this week and briefly surpassed $68,800 on Tuesday. That's according to CoinMarketCap. The price is just above Bitcoin's previous record set in November 2021. The price for Bitcoin has surged about 60% since the approval of Bitcoin ETFs in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House, gains in recent months have been fueled by the anticipation and eventual U.S. approval of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds earlier this year, which provided access to a much broader class of investors. Target will launch a paid membership program next month, following in the footsteps of Amazon and Walmart. This is SRN News. Research shows teachers' unions are out of step with parents' and teachers' views on gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Council Chairman Matt Staver said the data confirms that, quote, this has no place in public education.
Virginia lawmakers have again defeated legislation that would allow medically assisted suicide. A House committee voted this week to carry the bill over to the 2025 session. Similar legislation has failed in previous years. The legislation would have allowed Virginians with incurable diseases to seek end-of-life treatments. This is SRN News. The Veterans Affairs Secretary is reversing a department memo that aimed to ban VA displays of an iconic end of World War II photo showing a sailor kissing a woman.
VA Secretary Dennis McDonough acted after a copy of a memo from a VA undersecretary requesting the photo's removal from the VA health facilities was shared on social media. Now, the memo said the removal was sought because the photo, quote, depicts a non-consensual act and is inconsistent with the department's sexual harassment policy. McDonough, though, tweeted out a copy of the image showing the sailor kissing the woman and said, we will keep it in VA facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
The woman who was kissed had absolutely no problem with the sailor. The photo was taken by photographer Alfred Einstadt in Times Square, New York. More at SRNnews.com.